It's brainwashing. It's control. Yeah. It's making us so confused that we don't even know what healthy living is. We can't eat well or we're judged. We can't make wise choices or we're judged. We can't work out and we're judged. It's quite a shame.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. And you know, I bet you didn't know, but if you spend time working out, if you hit the gym, if you lift some weights, spend some time on the treadmill, you are now, according to the woke left, very possibly a fascist. I kid you not. This is a new MSNBC op-ed just came out claiming that those who work out are more prone to embracing what they call far-right politics. Again, this is not a Babylon Bee article, gang. This is what MSNBC considers news. Now, what's so interesting here is that this MSNBC article was written by a so-called expert on extremism, whatever that means, who warned that in some instances, working out is being corrupted by none other than neo-Nazis, and that white supremacists are encouraging potential recruits to stay in good physical shape so as to manage a proper self-presentation to the public. And she even went so far as to connect modern workout trends to Hitler. I mean, needless to say, the article is being mercilessly and most deservedly mocked. Elon Musk has come out laughing at it. Joe Rogan. They've all called out this absurdity. But this MSNBC piece, or better, hit piece, does end up inadvertently admitting more than it realizes. Because you see, historically, up until the 1950s, it really was actually the mark of a well-educated person to take care of themselves physically. In fact, the Olympics was established as a way to show patriotism embodied in our physical talents. But today, it appears that the woke left, frankly, wants nothing to do with that. Instead, they seem to want a society that's fat and lazy, so that we can be controlled. And, you know, frankly, I've got to give a little bit of a confession here, an admission. In a sense, that's what I used to be as well. Well, I was overweight. I don't know how lazy I was, but I was pretty overweight. So I want to introduce to you the person that brought me freedom, an amazing sponsor to our channel. But more than that, she's been a guiding light for me to actually lose, if you didn't know this, 60 pounds and get my health back. Dr. Ashley Lucas, she's a health expert and a former professional ballerina who's helping patriots by the thousands to build a parallel economy as their healthiest, fittest selves. And to that end, Dr. Ashley and I are actually having a free training diving into becoming a healthy patriot. It's on February 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Write it down. It's absolutely free. Just click on the link below in the description to sign up for it or learn more. So Dr. Ashley, welcome back. Great to see you as always.
Great to see you, Dr. Turley. Thank you for having me. I can't believe that article. Is that so wild?
It really is. And you've been on the front lines of the health and wellness industry now for years. You got your PhD in the subject. I mean, what's your assessment of that piece, linking health consciousness and people who just want to who want to be the best version of themselves to white supremacists and neo-Nazis? What do you make of that?
Exactly how you said it. You know, they want to have control. That's the only thing I can think of. And by allowing us to think that it's okay at health at every size, when we know that the body just cannot perform at certain sizes, the body was not meant to carry a specific high amount of excess fat weight. You know, it's just the body wasn't built to be able to carry that. So right. The only thing I can think of is that they want control, that they want us to be unhealthy and sick so that we can't speak up, so we can't fight for our rights and for our freedom. That's the only thought that I've got there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it also seems to be connected to the whole, we talked about this last time you were on, the whole body positivity movement.
Right.
And how, if anything, you know, it's replacing fat shaming with health shaming, people who actually just want to get healthy. It seems to be also connected into this whole kind of, you know, what's up is down and we don't know what a woman is kind of thing.
It's brainwashing. It's control. It's making us so confused that we don't even know what healthy living is. We can't eat well or we're judged. We can't make wise choices or we're judged. We can't work out and we're judged. It's quite a shame.
It is. It is. You know, I mentioned earlier, this is why I love having you on, the connection, historical connection between, well, a conservative vision of life and health, mm-hmm. You know, going all the way back to Plato and the ancient Greek philosophers, you know, mark of a virtuous and wise person was physical health. Mm-hmm. They called Plato broad shoulders because he was so buffed, you know. Mm-hmm. They practiced what they called gymnastiki, which saw exercise and sport as a means of virtue formation. So health and wellness have always been a central part of our civilizational tradition. Mm-hmm. But obviously this tradition's being challenged today like never before. We see it on the left, but in your opinion, I mean, what's the biggest mistake that conservatives are actually making when it comes to our physical health? We see what the woke left is doing with it, but what mm-hmm. are conservatives missing when it comes to health and wellness, in your view?
Mm-hmm. You know, I would say, let's see, that's a great question. I would say in general, what we're missing is the belief that we can create a change. So maybe we think here, yeah, I need to be healthy. Yes, it makes sense that I need to eat well and move well, but what move in the right way. But what is that? We've been given so much misinformation and we've tried so many different things and we've failed that I think a lot of us have given up hope. You know, we're not stepping up and into this change that I know we can make, that you know we can make because you've experienced it yourself, just because we're so locked into fear and our missteps from the past, when really I look at weight gain is not our fault. It doesn't have to do with personality or willpower or discipline. It's all hormonally driven by this situation, this metabolic situation that we're in when we're carrying this excess fat weight. And because of all the failures we've had in the past, it's really hard for us to recognize that there is hope and that we can make the change. And then I think the biggest thing is coming out and understanding what is the right information. We've been told such poor information for so long. Eat low fat, eat grains, you know, don't eat red meat. Another documentary came out on Netflix pushing the vegan agenda. We're just so confused. And I think that is the biggest issue that we have made, and it's not our fault. It's because of the misinformation we've been given for the same reasons that we were discussing earlier, for control, to push us to be unhealthy and sick. So the biggest thing is to recognize that you can indeed make a change. And I see it every day, people making big positive transformation. And then the other thing is to continue to seek out the right information so that you actually can witness this positive transformation in your life.
Yeah, so well said. Gang, if you're just joining us, I'm with Dr. Ashley Lucas, a PhD weight loss, and you want to click on the link below and sign up to join us for a free training on February 13th, 3 p.m. Eastern, when Dr. Ashley is going to show you how you can shed those unwanted pounds and take back your health once and for all. Dr. Ashley, over the last several months, you've had a number of free trainings with our audience, and you know, you've personally in your seminars have helped thousands of Turley Talkers in our community finally shed the weight that they've loathed for so many years. I mean, what's the biggest reservation people have when talking to you about this issue? I mean, in the end, what do you see as holding most people back from realizing their full health potential?
Fear. And I think that's what holds us back in a lot of things in life. Fear if it won't work, fear if it will work. You know, just entering into new territory.
Yeah,
right?
That's neat. That's a really good way of putting it. Yeah. What if I'm successful? Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a big one. A lot of people actually carry this excess fat weight as a shield. As a way to protect themselves. Mm. Then once they drop the weight, man, they're going to need to keep it off. But the good thing about PhD is we help you keep it off. So you are not alone once you do successfully drop the weight, because gosh darn it, you will drop this weight successfully if you bring your A game. So I would say the biggest thing is fear. But when people come in and they're really, what you need is a desire. Your desire to change has to significantly outweigh the desire to stay the same. And when you come in with that commitment, that A game, then, oh my gosh, the results are really outstanding. You just need to be ready for success.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I keep telling my audience, I don't preach this. I live this. This is something mm-hmm. that I experienced myself and continue to experience in a maintenance stage. It's really amazing stuff. You're a very encouraging person. I've always, whenever mm-hmm. I chat with you, I'm always get fired up to just stay on track and so forth. What encouragement do you have for patrons listening to this right now? Feeling like, you know, I mean, you see it, I'm sure, every day. You know, I've tried mm-hmm. every diet under the sun. I've been trying this for 30 years. I've run into one wall after the another, and they just feel like they'll never be able to get in shape. And now to add on to that, now you even have, you know, these crazy woke leftists criticizing them for even wanting to get in the shape. I mean, what encouragement would you give to them?
You know, 80% of any change comes from the mind, the mental, emotional habits, behavior. So if in the past you have dropped weight only to regain it, a large reason for that is because most programs only look at the what and when you're eating, and they do that wrong. They say, gosh, you just need to eat less and you need to move more, and a calorie is a calorie. I'm here to tell you that a calorie is not a calorie. Saying all calories are equal is like saying all miles of walking are going to be the same. But if I stuck you outside of my house here and had you walk a mile up the hill versus walk a mile down the very steep hill versus walk a flat mile, your experience is going to be completely different.
Right.
And so it is, you know, understanding the science, and that's what we help people do, but also understanding that you've got to tackle the mind. And so my greatest advice is that no matter what you do, if your desire significantly outweighs the desire to stay the same, then you've got to come in and understand that you've got to do some deep work. You've got to look at breaking addictions. Weight loss is an addiction recovery for a lot of people. Yeah. So it's letting go of the foods that you say you love that don't love you back.
Right.
Understanding that saying no to certain foods is a form of self-respect.
Yeah.
And so really that's my biggest encouragement, is to understand it's not just the what and when you're eating. That's a big component of it. But like you had to do, Dr. Turley, you had to recognize, you know, why you wanted to make this change and what mm-hmm. were the triggers and the sabotaging thoughts and those things that kept coming up that made you pull back to your old habits, and continuing to recognize that and elevate above that and create a new identity. So I really do encourage people to not give up hope, and understanding that it might be a little bit of a deeper process than they've, you know, attempted in the past.
Yeah, I was so impressed at how much the program is on education and mm-hmm. basically rewiring your thinking and the
That's right.
processes and the like. It's it's wonderful. And again, it gives you just a whole different perspective to draw from, especially in the maintenance phase as well. Mm-hmm. So we've got the free training coming up on the 13th, 3 p.m. Give us a little sneak peek of what we're going to be learning about in this free training.
Yeah, you know, I love to start by talking about the common myths that we're told, you know, that you need to eat less and move more, that you just need to exercise the weight off. And now all these injections, you know, you just need to take a medication for the rest of your life. Again, that doesn't allow us to be self-sufficient. So I really encourage people to think, okay, what are the steps that I need to make to drop this weight for the rest of my life and be independent? So I talk a lot about that. I talk about why eating everything in moderation might not be the answer to success and actually the reason for your failure. I talk a lot about PhD so folks can understand if it might be a good fit for them. And then my favorite part is talking about some, you know, simple strategies that people can implement on their own to see successful change right then and there. I want to provide some simple steps. And then I talk about some case studies, some clients who have made significant change that will just blow your mind and empower you to understand you can do it if you want to. You know, we've helped over 7,500 people drop massive weight and keep it off. So it's pretty unbelievable, and it's totally manageable and quite painless, I might add.
Yeah. I was surprised at how unhungry I was throughout the entire process. That's what I was fascinated by. It was the first diet I ever tried where hunger and hunger pangs and cravings were not a part of it. I remember it started like the first couple of weeks, but that was like we're talking with Anna, Mike, and that's the neat mm-hmm. part about PhD is we have somebody we're held accountable to every week that you yeah. talk to on the phone, which for me was probably 99% of it right there, knowing I had to face Anna every week. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, it's, but I remember she counseled me through how do you handle these cravings, whether it's a craving for just hunger or just for something specific like a sweet or something like that. How do you yeah. handle it? How do you get through it? It's always temporary and you make it through. And then after a couple of weeks, it just wasn't even an issue anymore. It was, yeah. it's really fascinating stuff. So gang, I just really couldn't recommend Dr. Ashley's program more. Again, I personally benefited from it 9 months and I lost 60 pounds. Mm-hmm. You can do it too. This is your opportunity to make the same decision I made last year. Click on the link below, join Dr. Ashley for a free training on February 13th, 3 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there too. You really don't want to miss this. Dr. Ashley always puts on amazingly informative free trainings. You're going to be blown away by what you learn there. And the best news is that we really can get in the healthiest shape of our lives, just like the woke left fears. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So
yeah,
don't
let's
wait.
Do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Click on that link. Join us on February 13th, 3 p.m. Eastern. Dr. Ashley, great to see you as always, and I'll see you on the 13th.
Sounds great, Dr. Turley. Thank you.
Thank you.